Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Small Biz America.
And you're with Small Biz America here, heard coast to coast here on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. Thanks for being with us. Before we get started with this week's show, a quick word about the power of podcasting. Did you know that hosting your own radio show or podcast can grow your fan base, your business, your influencer circle, your online credibility and authority? There are many, many hidden treasures inside the podcast, the art of podcasting, that can help you develop your skills as a presenter, an expert, and a respected subject matter authority in your field. I help business professionals and entrepreneurs and thought leaders produce their own podcasts and radio shows, and I can help you do the same. To learn more, visit podcastandradio.com and contact me there. This week on Small Biz America, we've got Stand Out and Be Heard with Doug Foresta in Segment 3. Melanie Rembrandt joins me in Segment 4, as always, for her content marketing strategies and tips. Say that fast 3 times. And up first, Adam Leventer is the president and founder of Scriber Base Incorporated. He's joining us on the line from Toronto, Canada. And in the notes here, Adam, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
The question, $64 million question. So if you want to be in the next Dollar Shave Club, this type of business model is what your company, Scriber Base Incorporated, does, right? You really help businesses create recurring revenue through subscription e-commerce types of business models. Tell us a little bit about the origin of Scriber Base, and then we can move into sort of the nitty-gritty. And I know we've got several other subjects to talk about today.
Yeah, sure. So it dates back to 2010. I had a business. We controlled a lot of membership programs ourselves. We built up a series of systems and tools along with some expertise, and we figured, why don't we package up all of that and offer it to other businesses? So as Dollar Shave Club, Harry's, Birchbox, and all of those companies emerged, subscription commerce became more mainstream, and we saw an opportunity to help larger brands get into the space. So we help companies with products and engage consumers create their recurring revenue model in the world of subscription. We build the front-end platform or website, and we attach our CRM system, which manages the entire subscription customer lifecycle. So it's a full turnkey.
Adam, are there certain types of businesses, and I bet you get asked this a lot, let me ask it this way. Can you effectively turn nearly any type of business model into a recurring revenue stream model? Can you layer it in? I mean, how do you like to frame this out for folks who have an existing business, be it brick or mortar or otherwise, and are interested in the idea of having dependable, durable cash flow every month?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I will say the litmus test for this is to look at your products that you're selling today to your consumers at some sort of point of sale, be it in-store or online, and ask yourself, is this product a consumable that my customer would otherwise have to come back and repurchase every month, every 2 months, every 3 months? If the answer is yes, then you might have a subscription model on your hands.
Do you think that it works for services as well as for products? Is there a divide there, or is it all about the same from your perspective?
Certainly works for services. I mean, there's some extremely successful subscription models that people are very familiar with. Netflix, right. Spotify, right. These types of businesses are all recurring revenue subscription based. But we really service the world of products. So certainly there are certain product categories that work better than others, but you really have to get an understanding of what your customer is currently buying, and are they running out of that product every month? Are you banking on that customer coming back to your site or your store?
Does Scriberbase actually get involved with what I'll call the marketing of this subscription model? I mean, or is it a consultancy? How deeply do you get involved with the process of pushing or go-to-market on a subscriber basis?
So once we build you the car, it's effectively the client's responsibility to acquire customers or market. We
sure.
have agencies or strategic partners that we can refer, but that's really not part of our offering.
So really it's the platform that you're selling, a scalable model for you, I would imagine, because it applies to so many businesses, and this is a very attractive model, again, because you're creating something that is durable and look for a P&L to know that you're going to have a certain... Now, historically, there's some metrics around attrition, and I know there are ways that that we think about recurring revenue models that are slightly different. So are there averages about, like, let's say someone's listening somewhere across our affiliates and they've got a product that they'd like to sell? What's the, how would I say, the attrition sort of metric, or is there an averaging that you like to talk about in terms of, you know, whether this kind of model will fit and be a success? I'm sorry, it's a bit complicated as a question, but I think you know where I'm going, this attrition piece.
Yeah, so there's two pieces that as a business you'd want to look at. The first would be the attrition rate, and you'd want to model out what your assumptions are for churn over time.
Yeah.
And I will say this, it's not linear. So you'd have really accelerated attrition, say the first 30, 60, 90 days that you're engaging with the customer, because they're still filling out your program, they're filling out the product, they're filling out the brand. As you work through the customer lifecycle, it drops off, and you'll end up with a residual of customers that will stay with you over time in perpetuity. Over time, as you build more predictive analytics, you'd also be able to model out what your customer lifetime value is. So on the basis of, you know, your first 60 to 90 days of attrition and what that looks like as your customer matures through the life cycle, you'll be able to understand what your actual customer LTV is. So is it 4 months of billing? Is it 5 months? Is it 8 months? It really depends on how engaged your subscriber is.
And you talk about engagement, and we also talk about, of course, the habit formation that has to occur in order for these models to be sticky. Any insights about how a business owner can help make their product more habit forming, or is this just a secret sauce about the product itself? And there may not be a code for this. I don't know.
Well, if it's a novelty program or a novelty item that the customer is buying out of impulse because they think it's something cool that they see online or they heard their friends talk about, you're not going to have that high customer lifetime value. So if you wanted to attach some sort of assumption to that business case, it would be in the range of, say, 3 to 4 months that you might have a subscriber on board. If your product is very sticky, it's something that your customer absolutely needs, and you're also giving them the convenience of having them not have to go to a store or jump back on your site to buy something like diapers. I mean, the Honest Company comes to mind, Jessica Alba's play. Started
right.
with diapers. Of course, that's a necessity for a lot of moms. They have high customer lifetime value. So it's really going to depend on those factors.
Brilliant. Thanks for those insights. I appreciate it. We're visiting with Adam Leventer. He's the founder and president of Scriberbase Incorporated, the website www.scriberbase.com, S-C-R-I-B-E-R, base, B-A-S-E.com. With a subscription and recurring billing software platform that they've created for businesses worldwide. And fascinating stuff. Now, we're going to cover some, I'll call them maybe non-business subject matter. Adam and I corresponded before the show about some other subjects that are interesting to him. And we won't have time to get them all in before the break, but we'll maybe take one. So, Adam, talk a little bit about your morning routine. This is a subject that you said, hey, ask me about this. So I'm asking.
Yeah, so I take my morning routine very seriously, and it has nothing to do with business or work, which is kind of funny. But the first 3 hours of my day are completely dedicated to myself and my personal wellness and health, and also my kids. So I get up around 6, and I'm not at the office till, 9:30 in the morning, at the earliest. I have a breakfast with my daughter, who's 4.5, my son, who's 2.5, and my new 6-month-old. I do some journaling. I get in about 10 minutes of meditation if I can, and then I go for a workout. It takes about an hour to an hour and a half. So by the time I actually get to my office, it's 9:30, and those first 3.5 hours or so of my day are completely personal. And if I don't get that block in for myself, I actually have a much less productive day work-wise. So really giving that time to myself personally has been amazingly transformational. And it actually pays off dividends in terms of productivity.
Wow. And I've read, in fact, very recently, I don't know, it was the New York Times had an article, a piece just last night, talking about, we work in 90-minute cycles, just like we sleep. And the article was suggesting, just as you have now, you've got to take time to refresh. You've got to take time to rejuvenate. Sleep, of course, is a part of all of this, and having a morning routine. And I'm love the meditation as well. I incorporate it into my life as well, and of course the journaling. We know about that. We have a common friend that of course had built a whole business around journaling, so it's quite profound. After the break, more with Adam Levinter from Scriberbase Incorporated. Don't go away.
Launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
And David Wolf back with you, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're with Adam Levinter. He's the president and founder of Scriber Base, and they are in the space of, I love that, subscription and recurring billing software. Of course, we're talking about things that are sort of outside of business now. Segment one, we covered the business model itself. So, Adam, just to wrap that up, the morning routine is essential to productivity, and I think we agree, and I think you know more and more people are discovering that, so that's great. Thanks for sharing your routine. Now, when you talk about health versus wealth, what do you mean here?
Well, it's really personal for me. I mean, I had my father, who was an entrepreneur and had his own business, suffered a major health, call it setback. In 2014, he had a major stroke and heart attack, lost his business overnight, essentially. And it was on the back of just working 18, 19 hours a day for 15 years and neglecting, proper nutrition, exercise, proper sleeping habits. And so when I say health before wealth, it doesn't matter if you're operating a $20 million business or a $200 million business. If you don't have your health and you can't operate it, nothing else really matters. You got to treat yourself with respect. If you're running a business, it's essential that you're healthy and happy in order to milk, you know, to get the most out of that business that you're running. And you know, this is personal for me. So,
no, it's profound for you, I'm sure. You know, my father, who's 91 today, still says, Dave, if you don't, he talks, he's got a raspy voice, Dave, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So in a way, that's a simplistic way of expressing what you just did. I mean, really, maybe this is an American thing too, but we're also wired to like do, and we really forget to be, and we forget that it all starts with the experience of being present in the now. And so what businesses do, I don't know if this is true for you, Adam, and I think it is because you've discovered how important, you know, your value system has kind of been, you've really taken control of it in a certain way, it sounds like. But I'm much more interested in having a happy present. I mean, it's a simplistic way of saying it. A happy right now than I am in growing a business, you know, a gazillion-dollar business sometime in the future. I mean, to me, it's a more holistic equation.
Yeah, and, you know, I think regardless of what people might believe or think, we actually control very little. So if you can just be in the moment and be present and, you know, fill yourself with gratitude and not be so hung up on expectations or the future or the past.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a happier, more fulfilled human being. And I think that most people get that wrong.
Yes. I don't know what it is about the world we live in. And, you know, I've been reading Thomas Friedman's book about the exponential acceleration of Moore's Law and how more and more, or I should probably say it the other way, less and less we're able to keep up and fill that gap between what technology and sort of this expectation of constant flow of information is doing to us as humans. We can't really adapt quickly enough because the rate of change and the change itself are both accelerating.
Yeah, I mean, look, the average, I don't know what this number is, but the average social media the amount of social media platforms that people actually engage with is off the charts. I mean, I'm not an active Facebook user. I don't use Facebook. I cut that out because it was distracting. And meanwhile, I will be engaged on LinkedIn and Twitter, but those are my mediums. But I have to control that because otherwise I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Pinterest, all these other platforms. It can be hugely distracting and actually unproductive.
Absolutely, Adam. You know, by the way, we're visiting with Adam Leventer, the company Scriber Base Incorporated. The website is scriberbase.com. I was reading or I was listening to an interview with a futurist, and I can't remember her name or the book, but sorry, folks. But she called our little mobile devices, you know, they're developing this thing she calls the ray of hope. So if you're sitting with someone in a restaurant or wherever and, you know, the little noise gets made and it's almost like a Pavlovian response. You want to go see who's trying to reach you, or you want to, you know, this distraction as you describe it. I mean, it's so true and just so can be really destructive to being present. I mean, we now have the ability to be basically in three places at once if we're sitting in our home, right? We offline, online, and I don't know what else. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so my wife and I do this little thing where we literally turn our phones completely off at night, and I've gone one step further, and we actually turn off or unplug our wireless router in our house.
Oh, man.
We eliminate any, you know, electromagnetic waves. It could be
Affecting
sleep or what have you. So we've gone that extra step, but it's that extreme for us.
Has the sleep changed? I mean, does it feel like it really has made a difference?
So it's funny that you asked that, because I was recently on an entrepreneurial retreat and I was with somebody that had a terrible time of sleep, and she had a sleep expert come and assess her environment, and they did some measuring and determined they had an extremely high level of electromagnetic waves happening in the condo building in which they were living in because of all the routers. So it became such an issue that they had to move into a town.
Really? Adam, are you still with us? Sounds like we may have lost Adam. Adam Leventer has been visiting with us, the company Scriber Base Incorporated. Adam, if you're still there.
I'm still
talk
here.
Talk to us. Oh, okay, we just lost you for a moment. So yeah, the electromagnetic, so yeah, it does make a big difference, I guess, is the bottom line of all of that. And it's not just, some woo-woo stuff. I mean, it makes sense. You know, the electromagnetic fields affect us, and it makes total sense. So finally, as we wrap up here, I got about a minute and a half left in this segment. Books and lifestyle hacks. Talk to me.
So books for lifestyle hacks. I love Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. It's Tim Ferriss's new book. I'm sure your listeners have heard of it before. If you haven't, it's an amazing summary of his podcast. There's a ton of material in there. For books on relationships or creating or fostering relationships, I still love How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I know it's been around forever, but it's amazing. In terms of surrendering control and ego and personal preferences, I just read this book called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. That blew my mind.
Really?
I love Stephen Pressfield's stuff for finding purpose and passion. So War of Art or Do the Work are two of my favorite titles by him.
And it's Pressfield? Spell the last name, if you would.
Yep, Pressfield as it sounds, Pressfield.
Nice. All right, thanks for those. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, they're
all great. So how long has Scriber Base been in business?
So we've been in business for just over 2 years.
Wow.
And been in the subscription commerce space going on 6 years now.
Well, we know it's going to grow. We see it moving in that direction. Best of luck to you, and thanks so much. This is a great conversation for our show today. I really appreciate you being on. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll do it again, Adam.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you having me.
Adam Leventer, Scriber Base Incorporated. After the break, Doug Foresta with a guest, Stand Out and Be Heard. And then behind him, we've got Melanie Rembrandt with her insights on PR, SEO, content marketing strategies, and the like. It's a segment that we pre-recorded for this show with Melanie, and she's out of the Los Angeles area. Anyway, thanks for listening this week. Thanks to Jeremiah, our producer at the on the studio side. We'll see you next week on Small Biz America. Be well.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, it's Doug Foresta, and welcome to this standout segment. Today, I want to talk about the importance of taking action. And one of the things that I've learned from working with literally thousands of coaches, speakers, and authors is that at times we can overthink things, and that overthinking can stop us from taking the action we need to get out there in the world and really be a thought leader. So let me explain what I mean by this. It is important, and you'll definitely hear me talk about this, it's important to be strategic, it's important to have a plan, it's important to know where you're going, right? We don't want to just be impulsive when it comes to creating content. We do want to think about, what is this content for? Who should listen to it, etc.? But at the same time, we also, the other thing that can happen that I see happen quite a bit is that we tend to overthink content, and we tend to just really, we put things on the back burner because we're waiting for things to be perfect, or we're waiting for the perfect idea. And this happens a lot with organizations a lot of times, but it certainly happens with individuals as well. That we say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to be a thought leader. I'm going to start a YouTube channel. And then you start to say to yourself, okay, but my website needs to be redone. So I need to talk to my web designer. And then you start talking to your web designer, but we need a new logo. Now you need a new logo. And next thing you know, the YouTube channel never gets done because we're spinning into the website and the logo. And I'm not saying don't redesign your website or don't redesign your logo if that's what you need to do. But at the same time, I think we have to have a sense of urgency about putting ourselves out in the world, because it takes time. You know, if you're just getting started, or even if you've been at this for some time, if you've been putting yourself out there and sharing content in some way for some time, you know, we have to constantly be thinking about new ways, new channels to reach people. And it's really important that we take that action. And, you know, one of the things I see over and over again is that the world really supports you when you take action. You don't know what the exact consequences of that action will be. It's not that, for example, you create a YouTube channel and then all of a sudden immediately your business starts booming. That might happen. It might not happen, right? What might happen is you create a YouTube channel and you start inviting people on, and you find a new business partner that maybe that business doesn't actually take off until 6 months down the road, right? But you start a process in motion by taking action. You start a process in motion that again, like I said, that the universe kind of rewards you for. And I'll give you some of the things that some of the tips that I would say to you about, you know, how do you know when it's good enough, right? There's that minimum viable product, or MVP, that people talk about when we talk about launching products. But I think it's the same way if you were to go ahead and launch a podcast, or launch a video series, or launch a blog. It's really the same thing, that it's thinking about, what is that minimum viable product? What is that thing that this represents me well? You know, it talks about who I am. So one of the things you don't want to do, obviously, is you don't want to put something out that isn't that isn't of enough quality that, A, what I always say is, you know, you want, for example, with a podcast, you want the audio quality to be good enough that no one's thinking about the audio quality. And the same way with video. You want video to be good enough that no one's thinking about the video quality. If you look at some of the top YouTube channels, it's not that the video quality is the greatest video quality or that it's TV level, right? It's that it's good, it's professional, but the content is really good. A lot of times, also, the other thing about content being really good is that people feel like they have to wait until they have something immensely profound to say in order to start sharing content. And that, too, is not true. In fact, it's not about creating, you know, mind-blowing content all the time. Now, if you're going to be doing a TEDx or you're going to be doing a keynote, you know, you might want to make sure that what you're doing, you know, you might want to make sure that you are putting content out there, obviously, that is different, that is unique, that maybe other people aren't saying. But if you're doing, for example, let's say you're creating content for your Facebook page, you're trying to build up your Facebook page. If you just talk about what's going on in your life, talk about how you see the world, talk about your response to, let's say that you are a doctor and on your Facebook page, you talk about nutrition. Let's say that's your specialty is nutrition and health. And if you simply talk about what's going on in the world today, you know, a thought for the week, and give people a sense of your personality, give people a sense of who you are, and put that on your Facebook page, that's going to make a difference. It's the consistency over time. It's the showing up over and over again. And I think what happens is, you know, we say to ourselves, well, you know, I'm not going to share something that I think is too obvious to me. I need to wait until I have something unbelievably profound to say. The problem with that is, A, there's the saying from Ecclesiastes that there's nothing new under the sun. And truly, there is nothing new under the sun, right? And the other thing is that really people don't necessarily want profound from us. You know, thought leadership isn't about always being profound. I do think that we have to have something to say. We have to have a unique point of view. And those are things that I've talked about and will continue to talk about on this program. But at the same time, you know, you always have something unique to say, because when you show up and say it in your voice, when you show up and say, this is how I see the world, this is what's going on for me, you are actually saying something profound, because you are saying it and speaking from your own voice. So what I found is that, like I said, you know, I've seen people over and over again when I do, for example, I do discovery calls for podcasting. And over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, I know that there are people who said to me, you know what, Doug, I really want to do this, but I'm going to just tweak my website a little bit, or I'm going to work on this. You know, I'm working on my overall strategy and I'll be back to you. Almost always, without exception, those people never end up doing a podcast or a blog or a video or anything. They just get stuck in, analysis paralysis. And at the same time, like I said, I mean, I will say to people sometimes, well, you know, first you want to think about who's your listener and so forth. But that's part of what also that, you know, if you work with someone, they can help you with that along the way, right? And, you know, or you can use books, or you can listen to other podcasts about how to create content. You can listen to this podcast. So it's very important to think about the idea of having some urgency, because, it, like I said, it's not going to be the case for the most part that you write 2 blog posts and all of a sudden your blog goes viral and, you know, people all of a sudden know who you are. It's going to take time and it's going to evolve. And that the other piece of it is it's in the doing of it that we really learn. You know, the analysis is great beforehand, but truly you have to put something out there and get feedback in order to really learn what works and doesn't work. And I think sometimes what we end up doing is it's a way of avoiding potential rejection. You know, if we don't ever put anything out in the world, if we don't put this, if we don't put our voice out in the world, if we stay in analysis mode, then we never really have to suffer the rejection of somebody writing a comment on our blog or our video saying, boy, I didn't like that, or I like this. But we don't get the feedback either, and we don't grow. You know, I started a podcast, an internet radio show, actually, on Empower Radio about 5 or 6 years ago called Imagining the World. And I was so excited about it. And it was about the future and, you know, all these thought leaders talking about what the future might be like. I thought it was great. It got about 2 listens and it just did not ever take off. Now, I wouldn't have known that. I would not have known that if I hadn't put it out there, right? So although it certainly was disappointing, and as you can tell, it's still on my mind years later, one day I'm going to bring Imagining the World back. I imagining the future. One day I'm going to bring it back. But the bottom line is that by putting it out there, I realized that it wasn't what people wanted. That helped me then. That led to the launch of Creating Change on Empower Radio, which has been much more successful because it was more in line with what people were asking me. And I used the feedback, quite frankly, the negative feedback that I got from Imagining the Future, to be able to create something better in Creating Change. So, you know, if you have to look at it as a learning tool, you know, putting content out there, the earlier you do it, the quicker you do it, the quicker you're going to learn, the quicker you're going to make mistakes. And we want to make mistakes more quickly. We want to fail more quickly in order to be able to fix what is not working. So, you know, I think that's the thing that I see. One of the common things that I see with speakers, authors, and coaches is this fear of putting yourself out there in the world and maybe having some level of rejection. I think that we don't even tell ourselves that that's what's going on. We tell ourselves that I'm doing the right thing because I'm going to be very, very cautious. But the reality is there's always a risk involved. You know, when you're putting yourself out in the world, when you're sharing content and you're putting yourself out there, there's a risk. You know, some people are not going to like it, and maybe you're off base. But you're really not going to know until you truly put it out there. So my advice to you, my best piece of advice to you is make sure, yes, that you know what you're doing. Get the quality to a place, you know, if it's audio, if it's video, if it's writing, you know, get it edited. Make sure that you have somebody take another look at it. You don't want to put out content with lots of mistakes and spelling errors. So you do want to make sure that there's some process in place for quality control. But make sure that you can put out content pretty quickly. What you'll find is that, again, I'm not promising you that everything will be perfect, but I'm promising you that you will learn and grow, and that's what makes the difference, and that's what helps you become a thought leader. Thanks so much for listening, and now, up next, more Small Biz America on the BizTalk Radio Network.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Welcome back. Joining us again on the Small Biz Brain and returning is Melanie Rembrandt. She's an SEO content marketing strategist and publicist. Welcome back, Melanie.
Thanks so much, David. How are you?
Great, great. Doing well. Thanks so much for the work you're doing for small business and also on these segments, which we're learning a whole lot. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about sort of what we might call a refresh around your content marketing and SEO strategy, right? I mean, this is like goal orientation and really sort of creating the pillars for the future by looking at the past and seeing how did you do. And a lot of it's the people part, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you work so hard as a small business owner, even an entrepreneur, that it's so easy to get burnt out. And so, you know, it's sometimes it's good to refresh and reevaluate just to give that extra zing to your business, or maybe even look at doing something else. So, you know, one of the first things I always tell people, it's pretty obvious, but a lot of people don't do it. You know, look at what happened over the course of the last year, or the last few months. I mean, did you meet goals? If not, why not? You know, make changes happen, because if something didn't work, you don't want to keep doing that. But if something did work, you want to do more of that activity. And it seems really simple, but a lot of business owners just don't have time to do
that.
Well,
I want to chime in on this, too, because it's some of this, I think, and I know you're going to agree because you've worked with so many different kinds of clients and so many different kinds of businesses, Melanie, is that this is personality type, too. If you're a solopreneur or you're running a small family business or a small company, I mean, you may not be wired to set goals and then look back at sort of the static set of goals that you created and then sort of do a reconciliation of whether they worked or not. I'm saying this because I'm one of those guys. I'm a river boy. I'm a creative guy at my core, so I'm a high eye, you know what I mean? I'm very intuitive, so I tend to just move forward, and I don't always look back and then reconcile what I set out to do. And I've worked with coaches around this, but this is a lot of what you do, I think, in your business for your clients, I'm guessing, is you hold them accountable to the goals you set together, right?
Well, that's part of it. And also with new technology, I mean, I do a lot of search engine optimization and tracking. The yeah. technology lets you know what is working and what isn't. So it's really easy to see in real time, hey, people really love this content. Let's write more of it.
Yeah.
So I love that fact because it saves time and money and effort. And it's just that's one way you can use new technology, you know, to help your business.
So in a very real way, you look at what people are responding to and then you follow that voice, right?
Definitely. I mean, and that can be social media. If you're out there interacting with your customers, what are they talking about? What are competitors talking about? What's going on in your industry? And, you know, overall, what is worldwide news? I mean, all of this affects your customers in certain ways, and you need to be aware of it so you can give them what they want when they want it.
All right. And speaking of the plan, let me get us back to the plan for today. Sorry, I digress. we all work with team members, whether they're internal or external to our business. So this is something you want us to be aware of, right, about whether our team members are really, you know, contributing and they're really functioning as a part of the team.
Right. It might be very difficult because you might have some really great people that you love working with, but you really have to assess them according to how they're helping the company.
Yeah.
I mean, are they working well with everyone else? Do they provide suggestions or are they just looking for their next career step?
Right.
You know, the people you work with are so important to your company's success. So it might be very difficult, but you really do need to keep track of that and evaluate your team members and also energize them about the opportunities available at your business.
Now, your next, it's not the next one, but I'm going to jump to it. It's about passion. And this comes up so much. I mean, I've had hundreds and hundreds of interviews, as you know, and you deal with it with your clients as well. Can you get ahead? Can you grow a business if you're not truly engaged on a passionate level with it? I mean, that's my question. Your question is, do we still, you know, take account? Am I still passionate about what I'm doing? So frame this out for us a little bit in terms of how you work with the folks you're working with or just your observations about behavior.
Well, of course. I mean, everyone usually has a big passion for what they do when they first begin their business. And that can kind of go away.
Right.
But the great thing is, as you grow your business, you can focus more on the things that you like to do and give, you know, the accounting and the marketing and the sales out to other people. So then you're more about the overall vision you have for your business. And, you know, if you don't have that passion anymore for it, maybe it's time to look for something else. I mean, a lot of people do various careers in a lifetime. Because if you don't look at that, what happens is you get stuck in a rut. And time goes by, and before you know it, 10 years go by, and you're still doing the same thing, and you just don't have the passion for life anymore. So,
exactly.
not necessarily life, but for what you're doing.
Well,
sure.
No, it makes total sense, and I've done a lot of work on this in the last year. I've been working with a couple different coaches, and I've been producing podcasts with them. And as you're suggesting, I mean, you have to be in alignment with what you love to do, and you need to continually kind of look back at. It's kind of like know thyself. If you don't have a sense of what it is you really, really, really want, and it's not being expressed in your professional life, I mean, you know, money's good, but I mean, time is the real level. Or so, are you spending time on the stuff that really is important to you? Because you're, and back to SEO and all the work we're talking about here with content, your audience is going to hear that you're not passionate about it. They're going to feel that, aren't they?
Oh, of course. And the business owners who are passionate about their companies, you can tell they're super successful. I mean, you see the commercials where the CEO is talking about their business, and you want to be part of that because they love what they're doing, you know. So
right.
It does. It comes across.
Right.
And if sales are dying, you know, that's something to look at.
It's an attraction, sort of the power of attraction or the law of attraction or however you want to say it. And lastly, as we wrap it up, you know, don't be afraid to dream, right, Melanie? I mean, I've been working with you for many years. You've always been open to the idea of the big dream in your own business and for your clients as well, right?
Yes. I mean, I come from a very fairly small town, and I have no qualms about thinking big. I mean, my big model that I love is act as though it is impossible to fail. And so...
Ooh.
You know, you've got to go for it. Life is too short. You've got to pursue the things you want to do, and you find a way. I mean, there's other people out there who've probably done the things you want to do. And it can be hard as a small business owner because you have bills to pay. But, you know, you do have to have that big dream behind you that keeps you going. You know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? And it just makes life exciting.
Yeah, it's a great note to leave us on. We'll do it again for sure. Melanie Rembrandt, she is an SEO content marketing strategist and a publicist. I love that. The website, www.rembrandtwrites.com, just like the artist is spelled, www.rembrandtwrites.com. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. And that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, as always, Small Biz America on the BizTalk Radio Network. Remember to visit us at podcastandradio.com to listen to the archives. You can also, of course, find us on iTunes as well. Give us a nice review if you would. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week in your business.
Small Biz America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.